Loruhamah and Ammi are like the righteous remnant in the Old Testament. The children of whoredoms reflects those unsaved Israelites who God will not have mercy on. Go to Romans chapter 9. Romans chapter 9. Look at verse number 6. It says, not as though the word of God hath taken an effect, for they are not all Israel, which are of Israel, neither because are they the seed of Hosea, right, or Abraham here, are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called. That is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. Now go back to Hosea chapter 2. That's why it's important that when we read the Old Testament, you know, don't buck when you see something where he's like, I'm not going to have mercy on these bastard children, or the bastard cannot come into the congregation. You need to read it in the spirit of the Bible. Okay? You need to read. Obviously, God loves bastard children today.
Amen.
Right? The bastard children in the Old Testament were a reflection of those who did not have a father. That's what a bastard is. But it's a spiritual reflection. It's a spiritual meaning of the fact that they're not saved. Or even worse, that they're children of the devil.
Right.
Right? Because here's the thing. Gomer was going out sleeping around with people who were not her husband, just as Israel was going around with who? Balaam. Which is who? Satan.
Right.
So the bastard children, obviously, are an offspring of Balaam. You see the comparisons there that God is making there?